Lord, they know this song on my heart just a few minutes ago. There's somebody here today, maybe more than one somebody, as you feel like you've been stumbling around in the dark and you're struggling to find your way and get on the right path. I feel there's those here today that you feel like you've been on a stormy sea and it's just about to get the best of you, about to pull you under the tide. But I got news for you today. There's a lighthouse. His name is Jesus Christ. Whether you're on the sea or you're struggling around in the darkness, all these many years, He has shined His light and it's never run out. I feel God's presence today speaking to your heart. And I pray that God will use this song to draw you near to Him. My message today is getting close to Jesus. There's never been a more important time than getting close to Jesus. No matter what your circumstance is, He's standing waiting on you to bring you to that light. I want you to feel free. These altars are open. Christ come by today to rescue you from your darkness and your troubled sea. To let you know He loves you and He cares for you. And He'd leave the 99 just to rescue you. Listen to the words of this song. May God bless you.
Therefore say I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of the Father. In other words, that introduction to Jesus Christ through the Father, which has been paid already on Calvary. And when Jesus was talking to them, if I don't explain the first part of that just a little bit, this next verse ain't going to make any sense at all. But Jesus was trying to tell them that he was the bread. And he was the wine. He told them about Moses getting manna down from heaven. Though they ate it at that time and they lived, those people still died. Because it was just temporary. But he said, those that eat my meat, I'm the bread. Those that drink, I'm the vine, from the vine, I'm that vine, they shall live. They will neither hunger nor will they thirst. All these folks could get in their head and their mind was the natural things. Because he had just fed over 5,000 people with two fish, or the scripture says fishes. I love to destroy the English language anyway. Fishes. And five loaves of bread. That was a miraculous thing. He had just walked on the Sea of Galilee. He had taken those men that was in that boat from the middle of the Sea of Galilee to the seashore like that. And Scotty thought he had the transport system fixed. These people had just seen all of that, but yet they could not grasp that Jesus was not talking about the things that just go away, that are temporary. He was talking about eternal things. And I think in the church world, we get so confused sometimes because we come to church and we're expecting God to give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. I want that feel-good feeling. When God really wants is a personal relationship with you that goes past the church kind of feeling and the doodads run down your back. He wants you to eat the bread. He wants you to drink from his cup. He wants you to experience that personal relationship that you can crawl up on his lap and feel his heartbeat. Oh, listen, my God wants you to have a relationship with him that goes way beyond what you feel here at church. Way beyond that. How do you do that? Through the Word of God. Getting still, listening to God speak to your heart. And this next verse of scripture says that a lot of them left, never to follow. They walked away. Walked away. That's the title of my message, walked away. Maybe I'll get to do it in its completion next Sunday. Maybe. But they walked away, never to follow him anymore. You know why? Because all they was interested is in temporal things. They did not want to indulge in a relationship that cost them self. Jesus wants you to go past self. And get self out of, how do I do that? I still live in the world. I still got to go to work. I still got to deal with people. I still got to do all of this stuff. It's when we get in that realm that we have a real... You know, it's hard for us to comprehend anymore because we don't have a real good relationship with our spouse like they used to. We have too much TV, too much computer, too much games, too much entertainment. We need to stop and smell the roses. We need to make sure our relationship with Jesus Christ, first and foremost. He put the perfect thing in example. Ephesians chapter 5, when he told the church, the men to love their wives like Christ loved the church. And the reason we don't get what he says is because we ain't got it to start with. We don't understand that concept. Don't walk away. We're too near home. Hey, hey, hey. Don't walk away. We're too near home. Get close to him. Get close to him. When we was on those planes going to and fro, right, listen to me. The higher we got, the closer she got to me. I guess she thought if it went down and then on top of me, it'd be a little softer. Did you hear me? The higher we got. And there was one point, we tried to get above a storm at 32,000 feet. Tried to figure that out, really, knowing how high that was, and I quit trying to figure it. It was way up there. The higher we got, the closer she got to me. The higher we get to Christ, the closer we'll get to Him.
Amen.
Man, what a revelation. Somebody ought to be shouting on that one. The higher we get, the closer we get to Him. Father God, I thank You for Your Spirit. Thank You, Lord, for dealing with our hearts and our lives, Lord, more than anything else. God, help us to understand You want our relationship. That You want us. That we draw nigh unto You. Lord, touch and bless Your people. Bring deliverance, bring healing. Let the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, saturate our hearts and lives, Lord. Let us be in one mind, Lord, with You. Father God, let us be busy about Your business in these closing hours of life. And let us continue to be looking toward the eastern sky and listening for the trumpet. We love and appreciate You, Lord. We thank You again in Jesus' name. Everybody said it.